deadpan.
Please, all I want was a
deadpan.
And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a
deadpan.
Just one
deadpan.
And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a
deadpan.
It will never be number 109 again. Welcome to Deadpan number 110. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the power converter shop owner at Tashi Station, who had to close down his shop due to poor sales. I've been holding some converters for that whiny Skywalker kid, but he never showed up. Who knows? If he had, I probably could have afforded the overhead on that shop for another month. Then, I could have paid off the Hutt Syndicate's, quote, protection fees for that season, and the store could have actually pulled in some profit. But instead, I lost everything, and now I'm waiting tables on Jabba the Hutt's sail barge. Oh well. That stupid Skywalker kid wrecked my business, but at least I'm safe here. There's even entertainment. I hear they're going to be tossing some prisoners into the Sarlacc pit later, so that should be fun.
The road to salvation is paved with good deeds. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Down the road is paved with good corpses. Join us in a free podcast novel that lets the audience decide the character's fate. In a world where destinies are controlled by living maps, and dust storms can eat your lover as you hold them in your arms, Alice must find the balance between love and vengeance, and between salvation and satisfaction.
Are the voices in my head trying to help me or kill me? They won't stop, and they keep growing louder.
Take part of the madness before it's too late. Down the Road is part of the 12 Volt Theater Podcast. Just go to jackjaffe.com, JACKJAFFEE.com, or look up Jack Jaffe in iTunes.
All right, some things to address, like my levels. Keyboard click. All right. All right, just so the stuff is not lost down the sink and mashed up in the ADD grinder. Happy birthday, Ditto. It's actually today as I'm recording this, so by the time you hear this, it's already belated. This is Deadpan number 110, as we've already established. And this episode, I actually know the title of it going in, which is a rarity. This one's called Kind of Blue. In honor of the classic bebop Miles Davis jazz album, of course. Also because of the theme, but mainly because, you know, once you're done listening to this episode, you're going to go, wow, that kind of blew. Because this is an odd episode, as I say just about every fucking time now, it seems, but as some of you know, I am downgrading apartments and moving, so I don't have a whole lot of time this week. I promise that Deadpan will get the attention that it deserves in the future, but this episode will not. So for a change of format, I suppose, for this week, I'm going to play. I got a bunch of really nice voicemails, a bunch of excellent voicemails from Trucker Overdrive, a.k.a. Jack Jaffe, whose promo you just heard. But I also got a lot of good responses to the blue question that I posed in a recent episode where I asked, what is the next blue thing that you see? It was just a fun little exercise for a bunch of people to kind of come together and share blue things in their life. Another reason why this title for this episode is because we've had a recent discussion on the Deadpan comment boards about, you know, the tone and the language around here, and we decided that, it may go lowbrow at times, but it doesn't stay there, and it's fun to have that option. So what if the content sometimes is kind of blue? All right, well, I am kind of babbling now. So I'm going to kind of get into the content, and we're going to hear a bunch of voicemails, and I will come back after the voicemails with a little bit more and with some wrap-ups. And actually, with the results of your votes for the next Deadpan Palooza episode. So that is all coming up after your voicemails. Like I said, not all of them, but some of them. And I'm not sure how to end this babble, so smooth transition.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Pan.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen.
I'm responding to the call in the last Deadpan episode to describe the next blue thing you see. Well, as it happened, while I was listening to the last Deadpan episode, I had in my hands a blue bottle of Windex. And it's about a half-empty bottle of Windex. The liquid and the label are blue, and the cap is yellow and white. And the cloth that I was using to clean the chalkboards was blue, too. Okay, so that's that. Deadpan is the way.
What's that blue thing doing here?
All right, well, my first instinct, of course, is to say, what's that blue thing doing here? Okay, I said it. So I've got a Sharpie Accent highlighter, color blue, of course. Got a cap. The cap's kind of weird. It's got a sort of little swirly indent thing. It looks like your average highlighter, except for that swirly indent thing. Let's see, what does it say? It says that it conforms to ASTM D-4236. Non-toxic, made in the USA. And it's got a seal there that I assume has something to do with the, I can't quite read it. It's ACMIAP, and it says, oh boy, Art and Creative Materials, come on, I almost got it, Institute, certified, yep, certified. And maybe I'll look at getting some new glasses. But then again, I'm farsighted. Oh, crap. Does that mean I need bifocals? Please don't tell me that. It means I need bifocals. Nearsighted. I'm nearsighted, not farsighted. What am I saying? I have no idea. Talk to you later, Jack. Bye.
Well, it's about 8 inches tall and cylindrical and has various shades of blue, except for the bits you can see through. It also has heat stress cracks from being heated and cooled, expansion and contraction. And it's about one third full of sweet tea, or is it two-thirds empty? You decide.
Hello, this is Retro, and when I listen to Jack Mangan's podcast, how does it make me feel? Kind of like that. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan's the way.
Bäcker Braun bäckt braune Brezeln. Braune Brezeln bäckt Bäcker Braun.
Lime. All right, I don't even know if I can bring myself to say this. Every week we read random comments off of the comments page, and since I've already said that word comments 3 times now, I always find a more interesting word to replace it with. However, I don't even know if I want... I wrote this one down, but all right. We often use nipples, which is a very popular one. But I don't know. It just seems to be... We seem to go for the more naughty bits, I suppose. That would be the best way of putting it. And they say we're lowbrow. All right, so anyway, let's get right to it. We actually have 6 Greasy Spoon foreskins this week. The first one, the Smarty Hotties, says, "Hey Pan, been a busy day here. Speaking of cooking, colon. I made a really good Thai chicken today from Cooking Light magazine for lunch. It was nummy and quick and easy. Good luck, Jack. Wait, .. You're moving? A whole bunch of question marks. Again? A whole bunch of question marks and exclamation points. Wah? A whole bunch of question marks and exclamation points. Winking smiley, heh." John Bowe says, "Is there an age-related line of demarcation associated with deciphering of 1337? I think at 35, I must be real close to the too old side. Capital C, lowercase j, as in CJ, says, may I offer something to enjoy on your lunch breaks? http://www.youtube.com/watch?v=BYBX23HMN14. Retro says, paging Molly Ringwald, LOL. So that's more of that 1337 stuff. The Beer Report, I forgot about that one. I'd still rate Metalscape lower. Ditto says, LOL, quotes, killer game mechanic. Kick dudes in the nuts over and over and over again. It's the simple pleasures that really matter. Close quotes. http://tinyurl.com/68JPZN. And the sixth and final of the week, Vanamon says, as for Wolf getting old, you reach the cocoa and slipper stage yet? Thank you for playing the Greasy Spoon game, and we'll have a more fun name for it next week. And now for a bunny with a sore throat.
Hello, Deadpan. This is the Energizer Bunny. World Fantasy is now over, and as you can tell, I still don't have my voice back. World Fantasy was lots of fun. I mostly hung out with the artists, and here are my thoughts on them. Sean Tan is really quiet and really sweet, very nice person. John Picasso gave me a hug because he felt sorry for me. I lost my voice about the second day of the convention, and it's almost back now, believe it or not, it was that bad. Martin Springett, lots of energy, way too much energy for anybody should have. And Todd Lockwood, one of the nicest people you will ever meet. After the convention, we took Todd Lockwood and Rob Sawyer off to the Tyrol, and that was on Tuesday. So we had a nice tour then. Todd took lots of pictures for references, and Rob Sawyer was an excellent tour guide because he did a lot of research on dinosaurs for some of his books. And then after that, we took Todd Lockwood out for supper. It was just myself and another girl, another con committee member, had supper with Todd Lockwood. Then yesterday, which was Wednesday, I took Todd back to the airport. So now I can say convention is pretty much over, except for the paperwork. Like I said, lots of fun. Very, very tiring. Spent a lot of time just running around and putting out mini fires, which is what committee members do. It's not like anything really happened. But anyone who's been run a convention knows that you really have no actual time to see the convention. I think I saw all of one panel and most of a second, and I did attend the banquet and the guest honor speeches and the awards. So now I'm quite tired. I'm waiting for my voice to get back. Doctor tells me no alcohol allowed because it doesn't help the voice. So that's that. And that was World Fantasy in a nutshell. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is SB, a.k.a. Smooth Like Butter. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. This right here is the gayest fucking thing you've ever spent 20 seconds listening to. Anybody who likes it is a homo. Deadpan is the fucking way.
So, was Elvis referencing a part of his body when he sang, I'll have a blue Christmas without you?
What's that blue thing doing here?
Hello, Jack. This is Ed from Texas. The next blue thing I see. Well, as it happens, I'm listening to the Deadpan on my drive into work, as I usually do on Thursday mornings. And there happens to be a blue Jeep, I think it may be a Patriot. I'm not sure. They all kind of look the same. The smaller one. It does have a Nebraska Cornhuskers tire cover on the spare tire on the back here. So there you go. The first blue thing I see. Take it easy, Deadpan.
Off-brand Noxema.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Quick editorial interruption. No offense to whoever that was who sent in the
off-brand Noxema
voicemail.
Hiya, Jack. This is Paul Mackey with the Blue Part 2. This is the Unch episode, Something Blue, that I saw after listening to the Unch episode. And this is a Verity Systems duplication controller. Sort of waxed together into a tower case by my good friend Ross. It's got a blue with a black up arrow button and a blue button that has a black down arrow for the menus. And there's also a small blue border around the actual display window. So there you go. It's some blue stuff. And I'll check with you later. Bye.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador, calling in to describe something I see that is blue. Well, today is Saturday, November 8th. I'm at the Kaboom Playground Build in Riviera Beach, Florida. And a whole bunch of us from the community have come together to build a playground. And the tarps we're using to move the mulch into one of the new play areas is blue, and the souvenir t-shirts from today's project are blue. You should see it. It is a sea of blue t-shirts out here, and it is awesome. I can't wait to see what the finished product looks like. Thanks, bye.
Hi, this is Chuck Tomasi.
And this is Craig Stepp.
From Technorama.
You're listening to...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Oh, yeah. No laughing.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan, you idiot.
Yeah. Shut up, idiot.
Deadpan is the way. Deadpan is the way.
Yeah, you knew that one.
Give you that... Deadpan way? Yeah, Deadpan's the way.
Give your deadpan...
Hello, Mr. Mangan. I know you're either... don't want to talk about it or whatever, or maybe you do want to talk about it but then feel totally like embarrassed to even want to bring it up, so I'll just ask the question, that way you have a legitimate excuse to bring it up, because I know many people in the Deadpan, maybe those who aren't like reading every individual comment and reading all in between lines, will want to know. Hopefully there's some good news when I ask this. How's the job hunt going? Because I know many of your friends out here in the community care and want to know. So now you have the excuse. Go ahead and waste 15 minutes of babble on that, or 15 minutes, 5 or so minutes of babble on that. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you later, dude. Bye.
All right, well, let's make this episode really timely. I think as we already have. And actually, I have a timely joke after all this is done. But yeah, let's address, thank you very much for the concern there from Trucker Overdrive. Job hunt. It's a scary time right now in the world, especially in the U.S., but not just in the U.S., but the jobless rates are abysmal. It's looking very Steinbeckian out there these days, and the forecast is that it's going to continue to get worse and worse. So I'm still looking. A lot of you guys have, and a lot of people, friends in the podcast world, and you deadpan listeners, and everyone have really been great and helpful with suggestions and contacts and references. And the LinkedIn thing has been very cool too. I mean, who knows if that will actually amount to anything, but it definitely is a tool that cannot hurt. You know, it's sort of using social media for business and for job seeking. So if you have not yet joined LinkedIn, or if you have joined LinkedIn and we're not buddies, then let's partner up on LinkedIn. But you know, that is the reason, well, that's the main reason why I'm moving, so that I can move to a place that where the rent is cheaper and I can stem the bleeding a little bit. Yeah, you know, good times. All right, you hear the keyboard clicking, and that can only mean one thing. Well, it can mean a lot of things, but actually in this case it means that I'm going to review our SurveyMonkey final tallies. All right, and we'll do this backwards. All right, I'll do this on the fly. I'm looking at the screen. Coming in absolutely last, there's a tie, Some Kind of Monster, the Metallica documentary, which absolutely no one was interested in last time, and Near Dark, and it's a fantastic, cool Bill Paxton 80s movie. Somebody should have voted for it. Getting one vote apiece, The Third Man, the classic Orson Welles flick, Reanimator, and The Dark Backward. I can't believe The Dark Backward actually got one vote. The Bride of Frankenstein, the original, got 3 votes. The Boy and His Dog got 4. Eraserhead and the Watchmen graphic novel both got 10. We actually got a whole bunch of write-ins. Let's read those off. Let's see, The Blair Witch Project, Blair Witch Project, The Blair Witch Project, The Blair Witch Project, The Blair Witch Project, The Blair Witch Project. What Poor Gods Do We Make? The Story and Music Behind Naked Ray Gun. Winking Smiley. Gee, I wonder who suggested that. The Chipmunk Adventure. Oh, who the fuck put that? Clash of the Titans. Plan 9 from Outer Space. And Gross Point Blank was a write-in. And it was also, I think we had some cheating. But Gross Point Blank actually was the runaway winner of our SurveyMonkey poll. And I think this time, I think Dubshack was the cheater for Southland Tales, but I think Vanimon was our cheater this time around. That's all right, though. You know what? Gross Point Blank is our... So that is Gross Point Blank is our movie. And let's... I know the holidays are coming up, so let's try to squeeze it in. You know, I'm going to put it out. Let's actually discuss it. I'm not going to give an official date that we're going to do the Deadpan Palooza about Gross Point Blank. I'm going to suggest the first week of December. If you need more time and if the holiday, you know, let me know. We can push it back till after Christmas. Or maybe even the second week in December. I don't know. Let's talk about it. I think that's a good choice because this is a likable, cool movie and it's entertaining. I think we've done a lot of really difficult movies that have rubbed people the wrong way. So, you know, if we had done The Dark Backward, I think there would have been a revolt and you guys would have just come to hate the Palooza, would have just felt like a chore. And I think the same goes for Eraserhead. I have seen this film now. I've watched the DVD that was lent to me by Charlie the Beer Guy. And really, it's anti-tainment, is what it is. It's challenging, you know, you might dig it, especially if you go for offbeat, off-the-wall stuff. But I think it's good that we're going with Gross Point Blank, and it is a good flick. And yeah, you know, there is stuff to be said about it and about its stars. So I think we'll do a good job with Gross Point Blank. And actually, we did a great job with a movie I didn't really like all that much, which was Southland Tales. I thought that was our best Palooza episode by far. So let's have fun with Gross Point Blank and do a great job with that one. All right, I had one more. I have a joke here that I wrote that's timely that I have to say this week, I guess. So we'll get to that, and then we'll end this outro babble and this episode. And I can't believe it made it full length. And we'll close. I'll have to dig up some music. It's going to be a quick choice, so apologies if it's something you've heard 8 million times on Deadpan before. The joke now. Alas, this week, the Phoenix rover on Mars was declared dead. You know, it's no longer in touch. First River Phoenix, now the Phoenix rover. Let this serve as a warning to the Phonics reader. And wait, we're going to take the joke too far now. And let this be a warning to the rabbit, Beatrix Potter. And let the armies at the far reaches of the verse warn the Reaver Phalanx. And that hot girl at the club with the glow sticks should beware what may befall the foxy raver. And at the River Styx... Well, I guess if you're there, you're already fucked. Good night, Deadpan. I still got the blues over you. Deadpan is the blue way.
Hey, yeah. As far as dropping heavy stuff, well, on people. Well, I'm a truck driver. I'm used to having heavy stuff dropped on me. But yes, I do have a LinkedIn account. I didn't like fill it out for Jim Perry. I did it for like Jack for Mangan Meningay. I was like, oh, I think you sent me one, but I was like, oh, okay, well. And I gotta go back in and add it in. I don't know how much a recommendation from an over-the-road truck driver is for a guy that does computer software stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I know how crappy that crap is. You know, I don't know. Of course, always my gut response always say to people, yeah, well, hey, jump into truck driving because it's fun, I guess. Not really. You've got kids and a life and, you know, man. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it just sucks. But anyway, I'll fill out the stuff, and I'm renewing my effort to getting some stuff done for the Deadpan. I shouldn't talk about it. I should just do it. But anyway, I don't know, man. It's like, anyway, fuck 2008. Definitely. Talk to you later, dude. And by the way, when you're talking about people's heads itching, you mean the one, like, with hair actually on the head itself? Because somebody else started itching when you started talking about that, and you're talking about the persistence of deadpan, and I started thinking about rashes, and yeah. Keep a positive note, because sometimes, you know, you trigger rashes and bad thoughts. Anyway, talk to you later, dude. Bye.
If I should call his name. sitting by the phone. Don't know much about you, sure know a lot about me. Got a lot to say, so I sing to be free. So I lift my voice up, way up to the sky. And what comes down is a little tiny man with a smile. And he says, be my soldier boy, take good care of you, and put this on, son. Yeah, see what it can do. If I should call his name, I should call his name. If I should call his name, 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 yeah, be there. If I should call his name, I should call his name.
Man, that episode kind of blew. Not one Smurf joke.